of the marathons in the world that draws a huge international crowd. And what many don't know is that the Muslim community also makes up a large number of the running fraternity. A colleague of mine, ex-colleague of mine, Zunaid, was one of those runners in this particular race. Joining us online is Ethiopian runner who has been in Cape Town for some time and well-versed with the running community, Camille Suleiman, to talk to us more about this. Camille, salam alaikum, and welcome to Voice of the Cape.
Alaikum salam and shukran for having me.
First, let's talk about the facts that the Muslim community makes up a huge part of the running fraternity. How important is this race then to Muslims, given the fact that we've just come out of Ramadan, a number of guys haven't been training in Ramadan. How do you come out of Ramadan and then adjust after Ramadan to be able to run a race like this?
Yes, you're right. It's important because the Muslim community makes a huge part of the running fraternity. If there are 15,000-20,000 runners with license, Athletic South Africa license in this year, probably a few thousands are in the Muslim community of Cape Town. Iteko Running Club alone has got plus or minus 800 members. There are other running clubs like Omidrai, mostly Muslims, Central Athletics, mostly Muslims, many of the southern suburbs, Top Form, others, and many of the runners from the Muslim communities are, experienced runners. Most of the running clubs in the southern suburbs are more than 10 years old, which means many of the members are experienced runners who are very adventurous, who love running long distances. And, coming out of Ramadan, it's a challenge because, training for ultra marathon and long distances, usually it takes up not only a discipline, but also what we call running programs. And, we don't choose the peak training times randomly. Usually they fall around 3 or 4 weeks before the race day, which means, ideally we would have run our longest weeks in Ramadan. But because we can't do that, we kind of adjust our training programs in Ramadan because we tend to run either after Taraweeh or during the day or before iftar. And also we have to shorten our training sessions. We kind of adapt our training programs for the race.
Mm. A runner's mindset, you run a race and then a lot of that particular race is run in your head. How to pace yourself from the beginning. You don't go all out in the beginning and run out of steam. You need to pace yourself. You need to run in the sort of bus, which is the major part of the group. And the fact that it is more a mental game sometimes than what it actually is physical, because physically you have been training. You know you can do this physically. But in your mind on that day, you need to be able to run this race in your mind. So how do you prep for that, Camille?
You have to balance between, being confident and humble, because you can't be too arrogant with running. Long distance running is a very humbling, experience. Even with experience, like the fact that you have run a marathon under 5 hours last year, it doesn't mean that you have a guarantee this year. So you prepare well. For every race is a new race for you. And at the same time, because you know that it's going to eventually end, you learn how to, manage pain. Because, at a certain point, you feel like there is so much negative noise from your body throwing into your head, oh, you can't do this, you can't do this. And you tell yourself, stop this negativity, and you continue. In fact, I remember reading this, when you start running a marathon, you feel like you are in the process of dying. Then at some point, you feel like you wish you were dead. Then eventually you feel like or you know you're dead, then when you finish, you know you're too tough to kill, you know. So you know that you've been there several times. Therefore, all the negativity, that goes through your mind is, you know, it's temporary, and you know that you're going to overcome it.
Chatting this afternoon to Camille Suleiman, who's a distance runner, and we're chatting about exactly how to prepare and how to get yourself all geared up physically as well as mentally for the Two Oceans Marathon that happens this coming weekend. The Two Oceans Marathon, the Ultra is on Saturday, and of course the Half Marathon is on Sunday. Camille, a couple of messages coming in for people of support in the Two Oceans Marathon on our WhatsApp line at 0829913913. A salam special message to my family doing the marathon, to Ali, to Rivka, Sadiq, Fredericks, and Shafiq Brown, his wife Fairuz, and then also from this comes to us from Ridwan Gul, all the way from Johannesburg. So Ridwan is not coming to run, but he's wishing his family, I suppose, that is the safest way to do it. Camille, diet and a food plan is probably the most important thing, and staying hydrated on the day is also very important. Talk to us about that.
That's true. You know, when you normally living a healthy lifestyle, you tend to eat high fiber or proteinous food and stuff. But close to rest day, you tend to do the opposite, because you don't need to have too much fiber in your system. On the day you want to feel light. So in fact, some of the running clubs like Iteco, for example, we have a traditional pasta evening tomorrow evening, and many of them have that. I don't know the schedule for Omidrai or Central, but I'm sure they have it. And the point is that you want to eat high carb, less fibrous food, like potatoes and pasta and stuff. But you don't want to also eat too much on the day, because at the end of the day, our body gets the energy both from the fat and the glycogen part. So you don't want, you know that there is ample energy in our system. It's only that you don't want to feel depleted by, like when you don't have enough sugar. It's not that you don't have energy, but you feel kind of sleepy and stuff. So some people tend to, in addition to the pasta the previous 24 hours and the high carb nutrition, even during the race, you tend to take energy gel or whatever works for you. But the most important thing is never try something new on the on rest day, because it might not work for you. You might get cramps, you might feel nauseatic. So do something that you have tried before.
And that is Camille Suleiman chatting to us. Shukran for your time this afternoon.